Okay, easy topic today. Easy. The Gemara is a little tricky, but what we're going to do is relatively straightforward. Let's see the Gemara inside. So the Gemara tells us, Tana, we have a Brisa. Hazoreya hazomer hanotea mavir v'amarkiv kula malacha achasein. So it's all one malacha. So if you think there are 39 malachas, not true. All of these five activities are going to be all what I'm going to call me'ein malacha achas. What's the chiddush? Ma'ika mashma, ha'ka mashma, ha'osa malachos harbe, me'ein malacha achas, enochai v'la achas. So if you did in one forgetfulness, Zoreya, Notea, Mavrich, Markiv, and Zomer, you're only going to be chayv one carbon. Fine. So there's this broad category. Now, has the Gemara yet made a statement of any of those in Av and anyone a Tolda? No. Why? Because we pass like Chachamim that Ha'osa Av v'Tolda Didei, how many you chayv? One. So these all could be Avos, they could be Toldos, as long as they're all within one family of Av, you're going to be chayv one. Fine. So now comes along Amar of Acha, Amar of Chia, Bar Ashi, Amar of Ami. Zomer, chayv mishum notea. Simple read. What does that sound like? Simple read. That notea is an av, and zomer is a tolda of that av. Good. Hanotea v'hamavrich v'hamarkiv chayv mishum zorea. What does that sound like? So those two statements are already a little contradictory. Because if you tell me Zomer is chayv mishum notea, that sounds like notea is a what? It's an av. Now you're telling me that notea and marvich and markav are chayv mishum zoreya, which sounds like zoreya is the av and they are toldos. So the Gemara asks, mishum zoreya in mishum notea lo. What, you chayv for Zoreya and not for Noteya? And if you look at Rashi writes, Mishum Noteya lo, Amavrich v'amarkiv koi. Meaning the question is on Mavrich and Markiv. That Noteya is chayv Mishum Noteya because it's maybe an Av. But Mavrich and Markiv should be chayv for Noteya. Meaning Mavrich and Markiv sounds like they're going to be told us. And then the Gemara says, Ema af mishum zoreya. So when you read this Gemara, there's a bit of confusion over here. What's an av? What's a tolda? What exactly is going on over here? So what we're going to do is going to look at, pretty quickly, four Rishonim. We're going to focus on Rashi, the Ran, the Rambam, and Rabbeinu Chanan. Now, I had you look at Tosis because Tosis and the Ran are going to end up saying the same thing. And I had you skip the Ran because I gave you the wrong Ran. But that's what we're going to get to. Rashi is crystal clear. Look at Rashi, Dibur HaMaskel, Kulan Malacha Achasein. And Rashi writes, they're all one Malacha, all these five. The Zomer Nami, Litzimuche Ilanahu. Stop right there. What's interesting about this Rashi? Zomer nami litzimuche ilanu. Look at the five on the board. Zoreya notea, marvich markiv, zomer. If you were to identify one of those five that is different than all the others, Yonah Hook, what?
It's pruning.
Why? So comes along Yonah Hook and says that Zoreya Notea, Markiv, and Mavrich all share a common denominator. What is the common denominator? And Zomer is different. Hook! What is the common denominator? But think before you speak, say it clear in one crisp and precise sentence. Not correct. When you graft, You don't plant in the ground. You attach a fix to a tree. So try again, Yonah Hook.
That it, it makes it grow. Like it in itself, what you do to it grows, but like pruning, which you stop it, helps it grow or cut off
something. Mr. Alter! Okay. Okay. In other words, what Zorea Notea, Mavrich and Markim have in common is you're taking something that is essentially disassociated from karka, from source of growth, and you are affixing it to a source of growth, to the karka. Zorea, a seed. Notea, a plant. Grafting, the source of growth via the tree is going to be the earth, but it's you're attaching it to the tree. It's that which is in a mechuba l'karka, you're being mechaber it, and mavrich, running that shoot into the ground, you're fixing it into the ground that is now making it a new source of growth. Is that what you're doing when it comes to Zomer? What do you do when it comes to Zomer? You're in fact doing the opposite. Instead of bringing it to ground, you are severing it from the ground, which then is going to enable the rest of the tree to grow better. But it's fundamentally different. Now, one second. So just to formulate what we're saying, what is, I'm going to use some new words now, what is the pu'ula of the Av Malacha of Zorea? What is the pu'ula, the action of the Av Malacha? No! Yeah!
Giving something potential to grow?
No! Yeah! Putting something in the ground. Affixing it to its source of growth. That's the pu'ula. What is the tachlis of the malacha? Tachlis means what is the agenda? What is the purpose? Mr. Barak? Facilitating plant growth. You're starting to learn the lingo. Facilitating plant growth. Now, in order to be an Av, what do you require? What do you need to be an Av Malacha? No!
You need to have been done in Hishkan.
I know. Today's Thursday. For Zorea, what do you need? You need the Pu'ula and the Tachlis. If you share the pu'ula and the tachlis, then you're an av malach. But if you only share the what? The tachlis, but you have a different maisa, a different pu'ula, then what are you? Then you're a tov. And as we'll see, this is Shitas Rashi. So all of these four are avos. Zomer, which is that same tachlis but a different pu'ula, is a tolda. Rabosai, one second, Yitzi. What about watering the grass? It's a tolda. Why is watering the grass a tolda?
You're not fixing things into the source of growth.
There's no affixation. But what is there?
There is facilitating plant growth.
Promotion of plant growth. Excellent. Yitzi. Yes. Pu'ula is the raw, naked action. Tachlis is the purpose and agenda that we seek to achieve. So if you look at Rashi one second, so Rashi writes, Kum lacha achazein, de zomer nami letzimu cheilanu. Zomer too has what?
The silting
banker. Right, what is tzimu cheilanu? Zomer shares the tachlis. However, Zorea av malacha. No ten ami av malachu. Dahayu zorea shezeb zram zeb ilanos. V'chein marvich umarkiv aval zomer tolad. But zomer is a tolad. That is the position of Rashi. Then you awake?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm opening up a run.
Rashi says basically everything you just said about this.
This is Rashi. What we just said now is Rashi. Now I'm going to learn a run with you. The run is found in our daf. And it is Dibur HaMaskil. No, it's not in the back. It's in a separate safe. Not in the back. This is the Chidushei HaRan. Where'd he go? Where is the Ran? Okay. The Ran says like this. Zomer is Chayav Mishum Notea. Perish Tolda de Notel. Zomer is a tolda of Notea. And then he says, Umavrich Umarkiv Nami Tolda de Zoreahu. And when the Gemara says, Kulan Malacha Achas, that is only referring to Zorei Notea. So comes on the Ran. And the Ran says Zorea is an Av. Notea is an Av. Markiv, Mavrich, and Zomer are all Toldos.
Of Zorea.
Well, he says that Zomer is a Toldo of Notea, and Mavrich and Markiv are Toldos of Zorea. But let's leave that detail aside for a second. Let's understand. According to the Ran, what's an Av and what's a Tolda? What is different about Zorea Notea that makes it an Av versus the other three that are Toladot? Mr. Warren, yes. What say again? I'm not getting into Hasra now. I want to know what makes these two an Av and those three Toladas. Like why Rashi says these four are Avos. The Ran says no, only Zorea Notea. Yes, Ethan. Louder and with much more energy. You are too placid. Offshoots. Pardon the pun.
No pun intended. But the other ones are byproducts of the first two.
Why?
Because you need the first two to get the second two.
Yes.
Because the first two are seeds, so something's actually growing.
Okay, I hear. I think we could tighten the screw a little bit, but I hear Mayor Eisner.
For these two, you're actually planting seeds, and for the other ones, you're just like putting in the branches.
You're correct. I don't know why you said seeds.
Well, I don't know.
I'm putting it in the ground.
What?
Putting it in the ground.
Oh. When it comes to Zorea and Notea, what are you doing? You're taking something that is not Mechubar Lakarka. It is not associated at all with the ground. And you are now creating the association to the ground. Zorea with a seed and Notea with a sapling. Markiv, is there something already in the ground?
Yeah.
Yes. You're now attaching the branch to the branch. Mavrich, is there something already in the ground?
Yeah.
Yes, you're just extending it to another place in the ground. Zomer, are you attaching anything to the ground?
Yeah.
Zomer?
No.
No. So therefore, says the Ran, the Av Malacha is? The Av Malacha is the Pu'ula of taking Eino Mechubar LaKarka and being Mechabar LaKarka. For what agenda? Plant growth. Eino mechuber lakaka, taking something with it which is not associated with the ground and creating the ground association, meaning earth, karka, that is not common to the other three, and therefore the other three are told on this. Yes, Binyamin.
Then according to the Ran, what does the Gemara mean when it says kula not
kula? The Ran says is not kulan, sereno tea. Amen? Those two.
Yeah, but
I know. I'm reading the Ran. You're asking me a question, I'm giving you the answer. It's not my answer. The Ran says it. When the Ran says that Umay de Itmar La'el, Kula Malachachas, when it says Kul Malachachas, Azare Anotea Koi, it's talking about Zare Anotea Adi Malacha, the Enoch, and the other ones, Toldos.
Listen.
I'm going to say this probably three times over the course of the year. This will be my first. Does it fit entirely smooth in the Gemara?
No.
Perhaps not. Is that fatal to the sheet of the Ram?
No.
It's no, and I'll tell you why. Because we are not learning Torah Shmiksaf. We are learning Torah Shebaal Peh. In Torah Shebiksav, the pshat, perforce, is driven by the text. The text is absolute, is divine, and the pshat must be driven by the text. In Torah Shebaal Peh, you see all the time, I'm learning the daf now with some bachrim, chashev bachrim, Avi Salman Shlita. We're doing these series of dapim that every other, like, there's a sheet, there's a stira, and the Gemara says, epuch, flip the sheetas. And then the Gemara stira, and the Gemara says, epuch, flip the sheetas. And, like, Avi Salman is, like, getting frustrated. What's, like, come on. And I'm saying, that's what sometimes they do, because Torah Shebaal Peh is about svara. So good. It might not be 1,000% clean in the Lashon. So he's going to massage the Lashon. But this is what he feels is the correct Svar. And we'll see that. We will see that. We'll have, you know, Tosis will write, Lo Garis this way, Garis that way. We'll see that all the time. So the Ron's is not going to, you know, die from that Kasha. It's a very important thing to be aware of, though. The Chumash is not like that. You can't say, I'll change the gears in the Chumash. No. Gemara is a little... We care about the language. We care about the lush. But we are a little less beholden to it. Mr. Kimmel.
Yeah, I was going to say that Rashi also has the same thing as...
Everyone, this Gemara is confusing. The Gemara...
Yeah, with the Zomer thing, because he has Zomer and it's not...
That's true. Very good. The Gemara is a bit ambiguous here. So each Rishon is going to have to struggle with that. Okay, can I go Vaitan Shas? Fantastic. Open up your Rambams.
Could we say that Ran is facilitating
plant
growth as a
talk list? Yes. Open up your Rambams. If you don't have a Rambam, it's time to get a Rambam. Good. Okay. I asked you to look at a series of Rambams. Perek Zayin of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Beis. So the Rambam writes as follows. Kol Elu HaMalachos. He just listed the 39 Malachos. All the Malachos, but Kol Shuhu Me'inyanam. Notice what he writes. All the Malachos and anything that is Me'inyanam. What does Me'inyanam mean? Related to it. Heim ha-nikroim avos malachos. So what do you see right away about the Rambam Shita? Is an av an action or a category?
It's a category.
And then he says, for example, keitzad hu inyanam, what's an example of inyanam? Choresh, chofer, oseh haritz, hareza av malacha. All these are av malachos. As we saw yesterday, shekol achas mehen, chafira bakaka, v'inyan echadu. What is choresh? Chafira bakarka. And anything that qualifies as chafira bakarka, inyan echadu, and that's choresh. V'chein. Echad hazorea zroim. O hanotea ilanos. O hamavrich ilanos. O hamarkiv. O hazomer. Kol elu av echad hein. Me'avos malachos. The inyan echad. It's all one inyan. She called echad mehem litzameach. Davar who miscavit. Wow. Binyamin Zinkin's gonna be happy. Why is Binyamin Zinkin gonna be happy?
Because he includes all of them just like the Gemara seems.
He is smooth in the Gemara. Because what did the Gemara say? These five are all what? Me'ain Malacha Achasin. Smooth. So if I were to ask you, according to the Rambam, what defines something as an av? Hook. Such a balabas. You talk like, okay, it's sheer, what is it, sheer 13, 14? 14. It's been 3 weeks already.
I think I'll bring some energy that, like, you know, it's like, so I don't want to say a ball of boss, like, maybe, like, less than that.
What is the vision of the Rambam in what is called an Av Malacha? Benji.
Facilitating growth.
As long as you have what? The what? The T word. The tachlis. If you share the tachlis, that's enough in and of itself to be an av malacha. And therefore the Rambam says, even though Zomer has a different pu'ula, it still qualifies as an av malacha. Does that sit okay? Stop. Stop. Open up the Rambam, Periches Halacha Beis. Says the Rambam, Periches Halacha Beis. Hazoreya Kol Shehu Chayv. So far, so good. Hazomer Es Ha'ilan. Kidei sheyitzmach, so it grows. Hare zu me'ein zareya. What does me'ein zareya mean? It's identical. It is part and parcel of zareya. Aval, however, hamash ketzmachim ve'ilanos. But if you water plants and trees. Hare ze told us Zoreya v'chai v'kosh. Benji Shanser, what's the definition of the Av Malacha?
Facilitating
plant growth. And therefore Zomer is an Avra Tolda.
Zomer is
a Av. So what about watering the trees? What does the Rambam say about watering the trees? What does he say? It's a tolda. But if the definition of the Av Malacha is what? Is a facilitator of plant growth. Watering certainly is a facilitator of plant growth. And therefore, how can you argue that watering is a tolda and not an Av? Binyamin?
I would say because you're using outside forces on it to kind of like water isn't something that's already connected to the thing that's being grown. So
something, not bad, something. We need to tighten the screws a little bit, but something. Gavi?
I think that you have to say that what we said was the tachlis, that facilitating plant growth is the tachlis, but the pa'ula is actually doing things, is like physically doing something with the tree, with the plant itself.
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent. You agree. Excellent. Excellent. You have to add something to the Rambam. What you have to add to the Rambam is, to be an Av, you must have the tachlis of facilitating plant growth, but your pu'ula must be operating on the cheftza of the tree.
What does that mean?
You must be operating on the object of the plant. So when you plant a seed, plant a plant, mavrich and markiv, your operation, your object that you are working on is the tree or future tree. What's the cheftza of zomer? And when you're doing zomer, what's the cheftza of zomer? You're operating on the tree. But when you go ahead and water, what's the cheftza of watering the plant? No, not the soil. No, not the roots. What are you doing?
The water.
The water! The chetza is the water, not the plant. And as a result, says the Rambam, that will reduce you from an av malacha to a tov.
So it's not actually what we said earlier, that the requirement of the av malacha.
It's a tachlis plus an operation working on the chefs of the plant, not some external.
It's the same tachlis and pula thing as Rashi, and I just hold that a different pula.
A different pula. Well, that's not the same.
According to Rashi, how do you get a
tolda? A tolda is if it has the agenda of the malacha, the tachlis of the malacha, but your operation, what your the chefza that you're working on is a different chefza. Watering. Watering the tree.
Why is that not Zorea? Why is that not
Zorea? It's a tolda of Zorea. Because you're operating on the water. What are you holding? What are you handling? You're not handling the tree. You're not doing anything to the tree. You're doing something to the water. You're pouring the water. You're pouring the water on the tree, I understand. But your operation, your activity is not on the tree. It's on the thing that's holding the water. Yeah!
It would seem to imply that it all stems from one and it's all together. But when you have five different avs, that would seem to imply that they're all separate things.
In other words, all of these shitas are agreeing. Rashi, Ran, Rambam are all saying an av is not a specific action. What is an av? Everyone agrees here. The av is a category. It is a broader kind of definition. And now we gave definition to each of the three shitas. Can we just learn one more shita? The Rabbeinu Chanan. Where do you find Rabbeinu Chanan?
Right on the bottom of the Gemara.
On the bottom of the Gemara. We'll do a little chronology. Who was first? Rashi or Rabbeinu Chanan?
Rabbeinu
Chanan.
Rabbeinu Chanan was first. Maybe he was first. Rabbeinu Chanan was someone who bridged the gap between the Rishonim and the Gaonim. He was an early Rishon. The reason he's the truth is Arya. The reason he's on the bottom, if you will, is because many Rabbeinu Chananas were only discovered in the past 150, 200 years. So a lot of Gemara was already published with Rashi, and then we discovered some Rabbeinu Chananos. Okay, let us see the Rabbeinu Chananos inside. So every version is a little different, but start from, let's see. Amrina Mishmei Derav, Hazomer Chai Mishum Noteya, Vehanoteya V'amav V'amarkev Chai Mishum Zoreya. So Shamina Mina, listen how the Rach reads the Gemara. Shamina mina midamukim hamavrik v'hamarkiv mishum noteya v'af mishum note zareya. Ooh. D'yesh tolda l'tolda. So first of all, Rabbi Nechanan is reading our Gemara very literally. Rabbi Nechanan, the Gemara is read, if you looked at it carefully, hamavrik and hamarkiv is chai mishum noteya and noteya is chai mishum zareya. So says Rabbi Nechanan, chiddush number one is yesh tolda l'tolda. You can have a tolda to a tolda. Okay, that's interesting. But then he says as follows. Hanoteya vlad hu shel zareya. What does vlad mean? Noteya is a vlad of zareya. It's an offspring, a subcategory, an offshoot of. Ki hanoteya noetz yichos shel ilam ba'aretz miskadel. Kegon hamapil hazera la'aretz etzomech. Vazomer. Hamakom shazon beilam miskat lamakom ahu mosiperos v'nimtza kinoteya lefichach amrinan bezomer chayav mishum noteya v'nimtza. Okay, I'll get to the chase. So what's he essentially saying? He's saying noteya is chay mishum zoreya mavrich markiv and zomer achay mishum noteya. You have a tolda de
tolda,
which means what's the af?
Zareya.
And everything else is a tolda. So what then is the vision of Rabbeinu Chanan? Someone asked me a shaila. Whether these guys need a mezuzah. They're temporary, but they're not. Hopefully, they're really temporary. But
very possibly, yes.
I don't know. It's not simple. I don't know.
If this is going to be here the entire.
Okay, that, right. But in the other places, let's put other places. We have a real door. Anyway,
it's clear.
Yeah, that's not an issue. Okay, Rabosai, back on track. So what is the shita of the rach? What is Rabbeinu Chanan telling you? Yeah.
If it's not in our Mishnah, it's not an av.
If it's not in our Mishnah, it's not an av. That might be true, Binyamin, but is that an analytical statement?
No, that's
just... So I'm looking for a svara, a logic, an idea. Yeah.
They're all from one malacha because they're all kulam malacha achas, so there's only one av, which is zareya.
Meaning what? What are you saying?
Meaning that if the other...
Meaning what is an av?
An av is a malacha, which is...
An av is... No! It's not a category.
It is the single action
that was done in the Mishkan. And according to Rabbeinu Chanan, his chiddush is... Yes, it's true. It has to be listed in the Mishnah, but that's not the point. That's a sideshow. The main show is that avos are specific actions. Was it done in the Mishkan? Was it not? If the answer is yes, it qualifies as an av. Anything that is then similar, that is a tolda. In other words, whether Rabbeinu Chanan parts company with the other Rishonim is they all understand the av as a category. As a category, as a conceptual idea that will bridge more than just one unique action that was done in the Mishkan. Whereas Rabbeinu Chanan sees it as an action, and therefore anything that is not that action will be a tolada. Okay, I'm ending right now. I just want to share one very, very short thought as we get to Rosh Hashanah.